So Friday, they called it. They adjourned the special session on tax reform. We're going to have a lot of breakdown on that, and that's going to start right now. Will Green is the president and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. He is on the hotline right now. Will, good morning. Welcome in. How are you?
Brian, good morning, and happy Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving week to you as well. So are we starting off the Thanksgiving week thankful for what went down in the special session?
Yeah, Brian. You know, I think taken as a whole, the session was a huge step forward for our state as we look to compete and as we look to grow business here, attract more business, retain our top talent, and bring back our best and brightest to Louisiana. And so, yeah, I think that was a huge step in the right direction.
We'll get into some of the individual bills in just a second, but what was it about the session that was the biggest, like the biggest overall win? Because the governor was saying last week or early last week that you shouldn't look at these as individual bills. You should look at them as a whole package. And he wasn't going to get every bill passed. But at the same time, though, the want to pass the bigger chunks, I feel like, is even more valuable than what actually got passed.
Yeah, so remember, we started a few weeks ago being one of three states in the country with a corporate income, franchise, and inventory tax. We were the highest, we had the highest corporate income tax rate in the South, higher even than New York City. And so now, you know, only a couple of weeks later, we were able to significantly reduce our corporate income tax rate. We're now not the highest in the South. I think we're lower now than Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee. I think we're now tied with Florida, and that's incredibly important because, again, those are states that we compete with for jobs and for talent. We were able to lower our state's income tax rate, and that's incredibly important as we lower it and eventually look to phase it out. Other states are doing that as well. And again, you're seeing Arkansas, Mississippi, Texas without an income tax, Florida without an income tax. Again, these are states we're looking to compete with for investment and jobs and talent. And then on the inventory tax, there was a plan put in place to try to give the parishes the tools they need to potentially opt out of the inventory tax. And remember, the inventory tax, Brian, we've talked about it before. That is a tax that is levied at the local level. Mm-hmm. And then businesses that pay that tax at the local level can go to the state and get a credit for that. And so in this session, there was a lot of tools that were given to locals to encourage them to opt out of that tax in order to replace that revenue.
We'll walk down that path in just a second as well. We're talking with Will Green, President and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. LABI is your state's chamber of commerce. Check them out at labi.org. Giving the locals tools to manage better, I think, was a big play here, because this is one of the things that you and I have talked about repeatedly, Will, is that, like, we're a very state-dependent state in terms of our municipalities – either lean on the state government a whole lot, or are forced to lean on the state government a whole lot. What's it going to look like moving forward with this, as I'm hoping, just the opening pitch towards momentum here?
Yeah, so in House Bill 7, we added, or the legislature added, business inventory as its own property classification in the Constitution at a 15% assessment ratio. And then it allowed the parish governing authority to elect to reduce that actual ratio if they want to. Mm-hmm. It also, in House Bill 7 and in the companion, House Bill 11, it allows the locals to opt out of charging the inventory tax. So it gives them that decision and gives them that flexibility. And if they do, then there is a fund set up at the state level to give the locals a certain amount of dollar, depending on what their current inventory tax level is, to try to replace some of that revenue. And so the hope is while, you know, while we would have loved to have seen a full, obviously, repeal of the inventory tax, we're one of nine states that levies that uncompetitive tax. This is a step in that direction, and we hope that with all the other tax changes and with some of the solutions and tools that were put into place, that the locals will start to wean off of that uncompetitive tax as a means to budget for the needs that they have at the local level.
Now, that being said, though, it is more than just a foot in the door in order to allow the locals to opt out.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's huge. Can we talk for just a quick second about HB3 that is eliminating the corporate franchise tax? Will, I think this one might be my favorite of the whole session because it's just so cut and dry. The state just said no more.
Yeah, so I think you're right. I mean, I think if you're looking at the package as a whole and you're trying to narrow down, you know, what is going to be probably the biggest win to attract businesses and to grow businesses here, it has to be House Bill 3 repealing the corporate income corporate franchise tax. Mm-hmm. We were one of, I think, 15 states in the country that still levied a franchise tax. And it was, it was a tax on without regard if you'd made any profit. And so it really was a harmful tax and an uncompetitive tax. And we're really, really excited that the governor and the legislature and leadership prioritized this. And House Bill 3 did eliminate that tax beginning January of 2026. So that's great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's one of those ones where, look, you and I have had a discussion, I don't know, 18, 19 million times about we're on an island with those who charged it in the first place. We're what was it? One of two or three. And at the end of the day, it was all we were telling businesses here is if you want to do business here, this is a cover charge.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and again, it was levied without regard for profits or,
right.
It was just basically, hey, you want to come here and open your doors, as an opportunity to do that, here's this uncompetitive tax. And so that was something that we focused on a long time as something we needed to get rid of. It was in our LA driven plan, sticking out along with the inventory tax as where Louisiana is uncompetitive. And so to the extent we could get rid of that, it is a huge, huge step forward for Louisiana.
We're talking with Will Green, President and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, getting a recap on the special session that was. Will, can we take a look at HB2? That's the one that lowered the corporate income tax. You ran down the states that we're now incompetent or more competitive with, but what's it going to take to see the implementation of this hit home with businesses who might be eyeing us up?
Yeah, so what we said earlier, Louisiana had a gradual, not only did we not have a flat rate, we had a graduated rate that topped out at 7.5%. And so what you're seeing a lot of states move towards is single rates because they're simple, they're better for state revenue forecasting and also business forecasting. And for that reason, so that businesses can budget better with a single rate and the state can budget better. Mm-hmm. A lot of states are moving to that single flat rate. And so not only did we lower the corporate rate from the top end at 7.5% to 5.5%, we also flattened it to one rate. And so those were two huge things that the legislature did this year. And now we are no longer the highest corporate income tax rate in the South. We are now, you know, incredibly competitive with our neighboring states like Mississippi, lower than Alabama, lower than Georgia, on par with Florida and these other states that again we're trying to compete with. And so again, huge step in the right direction to not only grow our corporations here, but also attract investment from out of state.
When looking at the corporate income tax rate, is there a way to determine how much that weighs to a business who's looking to relocate?
Yeah, and look, you talked to Susan Bourgeois, our Secretary of Economic Development.
Tomorrow at 8:05. Yeah.
Well, look, I think you're going to find that when she was going out to try to talk to businesses to pitch them on Louisiana, one of the first things that they got to was our how high our corporate income tax rate was. And they really, really, that was really, really a disincentive to come to Louisiana. And now she's got that talking point to go out and say, look, we're no longer the highest. We're more competitive. And I think you're going to find that was going to be a huge tool for her to bring business to Louisiana.
We got about a minute and a half left with Will Green, President and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Will, I got to ask you, and I know this is early, it just ended on Friday, but this is the lowering of the corporate income tax, elimination of franchise tax, lowering and flattening of personal income tax. This is all about lowering the cost of doing business and lowering the cost of living. So what are the next steps on those fronts?
Well, in addition to that, we expanded the tax base to include digital goods, and so that was a positive as well. And so again, all this was to move us forward, to make us more competitive. And so moving into the regular fiscal session coming up, I think what you're going to see us try to do is push for a full repeal of the inventory tax, mm-hmm. push for a centralized collection mechanism. Brian, we've talked about this over and over. We're one of two states in the country that doesn't have a centralized sales tax collection system. And then I think take a step back and see, what was the ramifications a little bit more of the past couple of weeks. And we'll know that a little bit more going into the regular fiscal session coming up in a few months. But overall, like I said, I think as a whole, we took a huge step forward for our state. And we're absolutely today more competitive than we were a couple of weeks ago.
Got to love to hear it. He is Will Green, President and CEO of LABI. You have yourself a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brian. You too.